Good morning. It's Mental Girl doing a Mental Girl / Rebecca doing a mental health self-care podcast. I almost repeated myself. I caught myself pretty smooth. Anyway, out from my walk, it was a wild night. A windstorm last night. There was so much noise. Woke me up. A lot of banging. And then I had some nightmares. That was kind of spooky. And then there was a loud crash during the night because the cat knocked something off and broke a bowl. It was so funny. I heard the crash and I was like, thought that something of mine broke. And I got up and I looked. And it was so funny. It's this bowl that I always liked. It's really beautiful. I liked it visually. But to be honest, now I don't have to worry about it anymore. It was a bowl given by to some friends who we don't see anymore. Who actually ended up not being so nice to my husband. And I didn't really know what to do with it. It was kind of like, you know, I kept thinking I should give it to a friend or I don't know. I mean, nobody really wants it. Nobody wants tchotchkes anymore. So you never know what to do. I guess I didn't have a plan for it. I would just, you know, yeah, appreciate it. It's pretty. It was done by this artist. But now it's broken. So I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to worry about placement. I don't have to worry about any of it. I just have to worry about throwing it all away. So yeah, that was that. And then I went back to sleep. It was a fitful sleep, on and off. Open my eyes, open and closed, open and closed. I was not getting a lot of sleep. And that was really nice, just like a nice good morning exchange. I was talking at the same time. Usually I will pause my chatting if someone walks by, but he had his headphones on and I forget, yeah, what the hell. So I kept going. So he said good morning and I kind of gave like a little tip of the head. That felt good. All right, back to this. So, woke up this morning, stretched. My back is kind of aching. And I was a little grumble bumbly. But now that I'm out getting this like brisk air slapped at me, I'm getting awake. I'll tell you, when you start to feel a lot of emotions, it doesn't even have to be a long walk. Just get outside. Something about the air and the elements and the crunch leaves or anything. Just sort of see other people doing things. You realize you're just one of many and it's okay and you're not alone. I haven't been going on social media as much, so that's why I thought, what the hell? I might as well do a podcast on a Wednesday. So I did. So I am. Look at that. Another person walked by and I didn't stop. He kind of had this glance at me. So I hold my phone like a microphone. It's not like it's around my, like, you know, like I'm talking to it, but I don't care. So I am less on social media because I'm still getting over my disappointment of some things on there. And just processing, realizing I had to be, I guess the lesson was just more aware, more protective over myself. Don't get it too personal. And do what you were here to do, which was, you know, I like to help when I can. And I like to see funny things. There's several people on here that really keep it neutral and funny. And I like that. There's tons of other writers sharing their books. I'll start peeking a little bit more into there instead of this other stuff, so that's good. But, you know, sometimes I reach for my phone thinking, oh, I'm going to have a look, and I have this sort of like a sad feeling. It's just not the same. Sometimes a voice says, you want to do something else with that time? And then I think, yes, I do, and I do something else with that time. So I think it's a good thing. I really do. I think it's a self-care thing. I think I can still appreciate from afar and smile and do all of that, but it was something that was necessary. So we'll just keep bouncing along. That's it for today, I think. I've rambled enough. My hands are getting cold. So till next time.